Calls from California cut short the vacation. The Whites hoped they might remain at Hot Sulphur Springs for 3 or 4 weeks, but on Thursday afternoon, September 12, after they had been there just a week, Mr. Wallen came, bringing mail and the word that the California camp meeting, which had been postponed that the Whites might be present, would open on Thursday, October 3. They must be there. So Friday morning they broke camp and started back to Black Hawk. Hardened to fatigue by camp life, they were able to make the return trip, which had taken 4 days in coming, in 2 traveling days. They spent the Sabbath en route, resting. On Friday, September 20, they journeyed the 110 miles from Denver to Cheyenne, where they caught the Union and Central Pacific train bound for San Francisco, California. They were amazed at the railroad trestles spanning rivers and gorges, and the tunnels and snow sheds as they crossed the Sierras, then onto the broad Sacramento Valley. At last they had reached California.